It's now time for We the People, written and presented by Kent Bailey, an independent commentator speaking on local, state and national issues that affect us all.
Good day to you. Listeners will know that I am a staunch supporter of freedom and democracy, the right to determine one's own future and enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness within a wholesome justice system and a moral society. It's the right of all Australians to be served by government of, by, and for the people. However, we need to be on the watch because, in my view, we are witnessing the demise of democracy, as was alluded to in the Trumpet some 15 years ago. Before the House of Commons on November 11, 1947, Winston Churchill made the following observation, and I quote, "Many forms of government have been tried and will be tried in this world of sin and woe. No one pretends that democracy is perfect or all-wise. Indeed, it has been said that democracy is the worst form of government, except for all those other forms that have been tried from time to time." End quote. It is claimed that people on the left were committed to the future, while people on the right to the past. Clearly, this is an oversimplification, yet it's essentially how a liberal democracy functions. This left-right opposing tension is referred to in the words of J.M. Roberts when he said, "It was a great aid to political activity, which in most civilized countries gradually became a way of achieving peaceful change by competition between those who sought change and those who feared it." End quote. This imperfect balance is ruined if there is cultural destruction, as this leads to national weakness, loss of identity, and the system predictably breaks down through preoccupation with minorities and stupefying minutiae. In this, there can be no better example than Australia's slow and painful death through the utopian preoccupation with multiculturalism. It divides and isolates and holds no store in the value of our culture, and sometimes little respect for all those men and women who fought for our freedom. If we keep it up, the word Anzac will be irrelevant, and the Australian way of life will be a distant memory. So the stakes are high, and this is just one example. There simply cannot be an authentic democracy without a strong representation of the genuine conservative ideas upon which Australia was founded. Unless those fundamental democratic virtues are given a strong voice of support, the excesses of the left will overwhelm society and work to destroy its democratic foundations. Buried in a mire of mediocrity is the false premise that we must all dumb down into a grey, amorphous mass of equality. In fact, it lays the seeds of destruction of our precious version of democratic freedom, free speech, and the right to pursue happiness. As Australia loses its heritage, our taste in all things from food to dress, from music to sitcoms, quality of life, spiritual freedom, and the fruits thereof are painting a very different picture of democracy to which we ascribe. Family breakdown, a huge drug subculture, rampant sexual perversion, violent crime and corruption in government and council. All these bitter fruits are now being reaped by our country as our culture falters. We are taught that all people are created equal. However, not all are responsible or accountable. We may well begin life as equals, but how we live our lives and the choices we make create the people we become and the legacy we leave. The irresponsible, selfish politicians we have on both sides are moving this nation closer to the abyss, where one day another nation or another people may rule over us, if not physically, then financially. As we deny our heritage, our culture, and simple Christian roots, then we turn our national backs on our spirituality, and that must lead to moral decay, and this is apparent even to an idiot. I propose that godless people cannot and never will build a cohesive society nor govern a nation for the people. In them, a fundamental is missing, just like a mirror which cannot reflect an image. It makes a nation subservient to its lust for power and is driven by a carnal knowledge which can never prevail. Has the nation of Australia lost its way morally and spiritually? Have we as a people broken the back of free speech and cast aside our best attributes? Are we wasting our democracy and lessening its richness by giving way to the voices of the few at the expense of the many? As the current political machine seeks to divide and conquer, politicians cherry-pick minority groups' favour to aggregate the votes they need without a fair plan for the many. I think that's exactly what is happening in all its sanitised glory. Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.